Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
It's that time again on a Tuesday morning. We are going to be speaking to Claire, the garden editor. We have got Claire on the telephone. We're talking today about how to garden when it's hot and dry. Is that right?
That is right, Dave. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah,
all right?
I know we've had I'm very well. I know we've had tiny bits of rain, but my goodness, it's been very dry and really quite hot. I don't know about you, but it was nice weather at the weekend. And that's lovely. And the warm weather looks set to continue for a good few days as well. I know we'll have these odd little thunderstorms, but it's looking, very dry and very warm and sunny, which is lovely in lots of ways. But us gardeners, we're never happy with the weather, are we? It's
Well, I
never
don't know about it's just
perfect.
gardeners. I think it's anyway. Yeah, I'm not going to say that. I don't want to start a riot or nothing.
So I put out a little poll on Instagram and quite a few people said, look, please, can you talk a bit about gardening when it's hot and dry and what to do? So I thought we would go through some top tips on how to look after your plants and your garden when it's so hot and dry. So first off, why has it been so hot and dry, Dave? Why has this weather been so lovely like this? Last
Well,
spring it was raining and horrible.
that's right. Mind you, the weather's not been that good in Madrid or Spain, and that it's been a bit naff, hasn't it? Which is normally quite nice this time of year. So,
Yep, that's
we should be
right.
thankful. We should be thankful.
We should be thankful, and indeed, and that might be linked because the Met Office says it's because the jet stream has moved north. So normally we have the jet stream over us at this time of year, which means we get the wet weather, but it's gone north. So basically the weather that normally is in Spain is shifted up here. So that could be
Ah,
why.
that's all right
That
then.
could be why. So there's some lots of good things about this. It means lots of lovely plants are flowering really well, and everyone's enjoying being outside, which is great. We can get outside, which is so good for our mental and physical well-being. But it's been so dry that actually a lot of people are really worrying about plants and how to look after them. So I thought we'd talk about two things: how to get hold of water for your garden, and then two, how to use it. Because my top tip is, we're custodians of our water. Every drop of water has a past and a future. How we use it is a temporary thing. There's no more water or less water on this planet. It just cycles through us and through our lives. So getting hold of water, we can do this in a variety of ways. Obviously, the water from the sky is free. So if you have water butts, if you're able to get water butts, that means you can harvest water which you do not have to pay for. And that is long term, one of the best things you can do for your garden, is get some water butts. You can attach them to your house, you can attach them to a garage or a shed if you have such space. It's much harder if you're in a flat, I appreciate that, but you might find you have less plant material to look after. But one of the things you can really do, which really helps your long-term resilience of your gardens, is make sure you've got access to free water, because that makes life just a bit easier. But if you don't have that, this is where I get shouted at by my husband for revealing personal details. But in our house, we have a leaky tap in our kitchen. There is a pint glass always underneath the leaky tap, and that means all that water, I get a pint every couple of hours. And if I've got little seedlings or small plants I need to look after by the back door, that goes straight on there, because any water which comes from a tap, you have to pay for. That is the water you have bought already. So if it's just going straight down the drain, that is your money and your water down the drain. So capturing that water in whatever way you can is a really good idea. So grey water, so water from washing up, so long as it's not too dirty to attract vermin, it's absolutely fine to put on your borders. If you have milk bottles, I have, those glass recyclable milk bottles, we get milk delivered. Rinsing those
Well,
out,
you're a
so
bit
not,
posh, aren't you? Having milk delivered.
it's cheaper, and I'm just very lazy. But I've
That's
got
the money
two.
you're saving, you see, by not getting the plumber out to fix that leaky tap. That's why.
I know. I'm afraid that is my long list of stuff to sort out. But I've got two pots by the front door, and so each milk bottle gets emptied on one of those. And again, they never get otherwise watered because they're in the shelter of the house. But that's water I've paid for. I was going to be using it anyway. So just think about that. You can get a bit more extreme. In previous years, I've instilled the bucket of doom, which goes in the shower before you step into the shower when it's
Yeah,
heating
that's
up
right.
again. What you've paid for,
That's right.
it's all
So
about
where's it
saving those
going? It's only
pennies.
going down the drain, isn't it?
Exactly. All your water has a history and a future. So where it comes from and where it goes to, so you can choose how to do that. So get and look after your water. Then how are we going to use it in the gardens? Well, first off is there is no point watering things in the middle of the day unless you really have to. This is because of basic physics. It's hottest in the middle of the day. That means that water evaporates fastest, and that means the water you put down is more likely just to go up into the sky rather than hang around and do your plants any good. So morning or evening is best, depending on your lifestyle and what you've got going on. And don't try and water everything. A lot of plants are absolutely fine for weeks, months without rain. A lot of our plants have got deep enough roots. They've got enough supplies to keep them going. So don't try and think about watering absolutely everything all of the time. That's just going to waste your water and waste your money. So what should we be watering? Well, any tree which is less than 2 years old should be watered regularly. That's because planting a tree is about starting to establish that tree. And if you really want that tree to grow, it's got a really big root system to put down. And it will only do that if it gets access to sufficient water in the first couple of years. If you're planting a big tree, it's like moving with a 17-year-old. They need a bit more. It might be a bit rocky at times compared to moving with a 3-year-old, you know. So a little bit more love, a little bit more care than you think is reasonably necessary for those first 2 years. And that's particularly if you've got trees which are not in a space where water gets to them. So if they're very close to a fence and they might you might not get a lot of rain, because of the way the fence and the prevailing winds go with the rain clouds, or if you've got hedges nearby, something like that. If you are an eager beaver and you've been busy sowing seeds of vegetables or fruit, or you're taking lots of cuttings or growing lots of things from seed for flowers, little seedlings have very little root systems, so they dry out really quickly. So those, again, are things that I would water. Just with a hose, a rose attachment on a watering can is very simple. It means it just gets enough water to cover them and to keep those root balls moist while those are developing. And then if you're taking any cuttings, if you're super keen, I know this isn't new, Dave, but our lovely listeners are a keen lot, some of them. So if you're taking propagation cuttings, again, things like that, really stopping transpiration loss is a very good idea for those type of plants.
Here's a question
if
for you.
You... Mm-hmm.
Can you overwater plant? Can you overwater
well, that's what,
one?
Yeah, that's about to say. Well, plants need to breathe. Plants breathe through their roots. They take up oxygen. So if they're in active growth and you keep them plunged in water for more than 24 hours, they can actually get waterlogged and drown, literally drown.
Really?
Yeah, it is a thing. So that's where you find things dying off in winter if things get really, really boggy. But if you are watering, you know, general plants in pots or things like that, I always say 5 seconds at the base of each plant every couple of days is much better than just spraying things with a sprinkler hose constantly. So
All
5 seconds right at the base is going to be much more effective use of your water than just spraying everything generally. Of course, it depends. If you've got 400 plants to water by hand, you might think actually a sprinkler is a more efficient thing to put on in morning or night to get all that done.
Or just get a gardener in.
Or just get a gardener in. Those will cost you as well. My lovely, lovely gardening friends and pals are in high demand. Or you can pay teenagers. There's a lot to be said about paying
Will they do
friends
it
and
right,
nephews.
though?
Well, if you just say water 5 seconds at the base of each plant that you want them to water, a lot of them are really good at it.
So it's more beneficial then if they're in pots to have them on a dish of some sort, isn't it? If
are
you're
you
going to do
reading
that.
My notes again, Dave?
Sorry,
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
absolutely.
Well, you
Yeah,
will have them
yeah.
in front of you. That's my new AI
Well,
glasses I've got on, you see. I can see
it's
things.
amazing. That's wonderful. So although I said about waterlogging, we shouldn't kind of get plants sitting in water, that often if you've got lots of pots, grouping them together is going to reduce that water loss. And you can put a drip tray underneath and that will capture all that water that you've gathered and paid for or harvested. And that will just slowly keep that supporting level of relative humidity around the plants. And if it gets really hot and you're really worried, like if some plants are wilting, we see plants wilting in two ways. One's a temporary wilt, where you can rescue it by plunging it into water for 24 hours
that
and
like
see
the
if it
shock
perks
is that
up.
like a shock tactic, is it?
It is, yeah, and I can hear the gasps coming already from this from the radios as I say this. If you have a plant with temporary wilting, plunge it into water for 24 hours and then cut it back really hard. I mean, like to 5 to 10 centimeters high, and it will grow back much better than if you keep all that leafy material. All those leaves need lots of water to support their turgidity and to support their structures. So
To
if you
support their
reduce the number
what?
of leaves,
What did you say then? Turgidity.
Their
Okay.
turgidity,
Oh, I must
indeed.
write that
That's,
down. Write that
yeah.
down. Hang on a minute. Yeah.
It's not
Okay.
Latin. I've not used Latin yet. And then basically it just reduces the amount of leaves to support the plant. So it's transpiring less, it's breathing less, it's kicking out less water, so it needs to pull less up. So you're just basically putting it into recovery position.
Okay.
So those are the things to do. So don't try and water everything. Look after the water you have got. Think creatively about how you can use water from your house and from your garden. We don't have hose pipe bans yet, but
Go
as I
on
was
then.
saying before
Do your
we
Michael
come on the air,
Fish bit. Do your Michael Fish bit. Are you going
I
to get
do
it right or
predict.
wrong?
I don't know. I do predict if we don't have any rain, I feel like we might have a hose pipe ban in the next 4 weeks. There,
Oh.
that's me said, that's me committed.
Oh.
So by mid-June, I'm thinking we're likely to have a hose pipe ban, or if not, then even more risk kind of encouragement from water companies to use less and less.
Oh,
And it's in all of our interests.
about the
Yeah,
15th
about
of
the
June.
15th. Yeah,
Right, I'll
I'll
make
bet
a
you a
note of that.
sticky bun.
I can't. I'm on a diet. I'm going down the bookies. I'm going to put that in, I think. I might be a good odds on that.
I'll bet you an apple.
Yeah, cheers.
I think it's worth thinking now anyway about how we would garden well without using hoses, because the more we all look after our water now, the less likely it is that we are going to be facing these hose pipe bans, the more
Yeah.
use we're going to be to be able to cope without rather than panicking.
That's
So I
right.
would just say, take it slowly, just keep using what you have. Don't worry if your water butts run out. They will fill up very quickly just with one or two downpours. So don't think, oh, I can't use any water because I've only got a little bit left in my water butts. It's much better to use that water well on your plants. It's doing nothing sitting in that water butt for you. So use it, even if they run dry, then top up from taps and things like that as you require. I hope that helps. Please, dear listeners, let us know if you've got any particular queries about gardening when it's hot and dry, because we know it's such a different weather system we're facing than last spring, where we were drowning in gloopy mud and grey skies and wondering if we'd ever see the sun again.
Trust, yeah. You have to bring it down, didn't you?
I
You have
know,
to
but I
bring it
think then we
down.
should remember how good it is. You know, it's coming up. It's Mental Health Awareness Week.
It is.
It's such a great time to get out and about and really enjoy being outside and the great outdoors. So there we go.
Some good advice there, Claire. Right, what song have you got picked? Well, I know what it is. I can guess what it is, but I'm not going to. Go on, you tell me.
Well, it's very interesting because I was thinking about water, and if you put water in, you end up with lots of songs about drinking. And I thought, well, I don't really want a song about drinking, but I thought
No.
what we want to do is someone could cry us a river. Who
All
might
right.
be able to cry us a
Or
river,
maybe
Dave?
Justin Timberlake might be able to do that.
Maybe Justin Timberlake would be able to do just that for us. So that is my track of the week, Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River.
Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.